Grace and peace to you from our Savior Jesus Christ, who calls us together and sends us into the world for the love of the world. At the Synod Assembly a few weeks ago, during the bishop's election process, Bishop-elect Megan Olubuni was asked what Bible verse or image she would choose to describe her understanding of our work together in the Synod. She chose the image of the people of God as the body of Christ in the world. First, she talked about Paul's teaching about the variety of gifts and the value of each unique person within the community of faith. She went on to remind us that we are quite literally the body of Christ in the world. Our ELCA tagline, God's work, our hands, is rooted in this same image. Then Megan quoted Teresa of Avila, who wrote, "Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which Christ looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which Christ walks to do good. Yours are the hands through which Christ blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes, you are the body. Christ has no body now on earth but yours." Today, we read the story of Christ's ascension into heaven. The book of Acts tells us that Jesus was with the disciples for 40 days after his resurrection, eating with them, continuing to teach them, and just spending time with them. Then he takes them out to the Mount of Olives, and he is lifted up into heaven. But before he goes, he gives them instructions to wait for the Holy Spirit to come to them. It is by the power of the Holy Spirit that they will become witnesses who will tell the story and teachings of Jesus to the ends of the earth. In this story of the Ascension and next week's story of Pentecost, which is the very next one in the book of Acts, the disciples go from being the followers of Jesus to being the body of Christ in the world. Jesus passes on to them the responsibility and the ability to share the good news of God's saving love. In the first line of the book of Acts, we read that the author has already told the story of Jesus in the book of Luke. It's the same author, Luke and Acts. What we read is, "I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning." But a better translation might be, "I wrote all that Jesus began to do and teach." What Jesus has done is just the beginning. What he has begun, that work of sharing God's love in the world, now passes on to his followers. He is passing the baton to them and to us. The commentary this week from the Salt Project blog brings this message home, saying, "The church is a community that not only follows Jesus in the sense of listening to him and learning from him, we also are a community who follows Jesus in the sense of succeeding him, of taking up his mantle and carrying on his life and work, so that God's joy and our joy may be complete, not just here and there, but to the ends of the earth. As the body of Christ, the Galilean, recedes into a cloud, the body of Christ, the church, prepares to be born next week at Pentecost, a golden opportunity for congregations to recommit to their defining mission into the world for the love of the world. The force that enables this change in us is the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel of Luke, the Holy Spirit energizes and drives Jesus' ministry. Now, Jesus promises that this same Spirit will come to his disciples. And in fact, he instructs them, go and wait for the Spirit. This is not something that you can do on your own. Go back to Jerusalem and wait, he says. The Holy Spirit will come to you, and then you will go into the world with the good news. Then Jesus is literally, bodily taken up into the heavens. And understandably, the disciples stand there for a bit staring after him, probably with their mouths hanging open. I have enjoyed in these last years, as I've started doing slides, looking at all the artwork depicting this moment with Jesus' feet sticking out of the clouds and the bewildered disciples just standing around staring. Suddenly, two men clothed in white, the classic angelic messengers, appear and say, "Why are you standing here looking up at the sky? Jesus told you what to do. Now go, do it." From the Salt Project blog again, the fact that Jesus leaves reveals what sort of movement he has in mind. A community not standing around admiring him or just waiting for him. Why do you stand around looking up to heaven? But rather, active and present in the world, carrying on his work of healing, justice, and proclaiming the dawn of God's joyous jubilee. In the end, the ascension itself is meant to invite and empower the church to be all the more down to earth, into the world for the love of the world. This week, I read an article in the Christian Century about Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton bringing a lawsuit against Annunciation House in El Paso, which happened some weeks ago, and we recognize that when it happened. But this story, written by Emmy Brett, talked about the time that she spent two summers working at Annunciation House, one as a volunteer and one on staff. She describes the reality of the work they do, sheltering asylum seekers who have crossed the border. She writes, "The first time I was at Annunciation House as a volunteer, I did laundry, made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and occasionally helped in the office. The second time, I was a paid coordinator of one of the shelters, managing a team of staff that included firefighters and workers from the city of El Paso. I have sat in these houses and listened with volunteers while the organization's director played worship songs on an old boombox. I've eaten empanadas made by Venezuelan guests in those kitchens, danced with volunteering nuns from out of town to their favorite pink martini songs. I took communion alongside guests and sat through masses preached in Spanish about the love of the Father. There is nothing and no one stashed in these houses. They exist as places of rest. They exist to care for those who have already crossed the border, who would otherwise be sleeping on the streets." And as much as I am moved by the stories of what she experienced in her work at Annunciation House, I am also moved by Brett's description of why she was there. "I went there because in the depth of the pandemic, surrounded by losses both personal and global, I could not understand the purpose of faith so shallow that it only functioned when I chose to ignore the pain and suffering of others. If my faith could not survive the realities of the world, I did not understand how it could possibly be useful, or, more importantly, how it could possibly be true." Brett takes seriously the call to be the body of Christ, and she experienced what it means to live out that call for the love of the world, into the world for the love of the world. It is a call that many of our members have also felt in their work with Asylum Seeker Welcome, with Lutheran World Relief Quilting, and with our food collections for Sierra Vista, and in so many other acts of love and service. We are blessed with people who care for our altar and our church property, people who provide beautiful worship and meaningful fellowship. As Bishop-elect Megan reminded us, the work of the body of Christ takes many forms, as many as the various gifts and skills of all the individual parts of it. We are not all called in the same way or to the same work. And I'll read one more time from the SALT Project commentary. What should we make of Jesus commissioning us into the world? In the first place, the world includes our personal lives and homes and families and friends, both the people we live with and the people with whom we're in touch. So we can live out Jesus' commission by living together with love and forgiveness, and by reaching out to those who need encouragement and companionship. And second, there are all kinds of ways to connect with the wider world, from volunteering our time to donating money to supporting policies that protect the most vulnerable. God's work, our hands, our voices. Now, more than ever, with wisdom and vigor, into the world for the love of the world. Friends, we are the body of Christ in the world God loves. We are gifted and sent to our families, our congregation, our friends, and into the wider world to be the hands and feet and voices of Christ. Into the world for the love of the world. Amen.